Hello again, Audio Boo. This is going to be the day 3 question from February 2013, questions by Sawyer GB. So today's question is, are you an introvert or an extrovert? And that's quite an easy one to answer for me. I think I'm pretty much in the introvert camp. I heard Max Bouwer did a sort of definition of, he read out a definition of introvert and extrovert, and said that basically extroverts, if I understood it correctly, extroverts kind of get their stimulation from other people, things going on around them, whereas introverts tend to get their stimulation from their own thoughts, stuff like that. And you know, also the word extrovert's often used for people who are quite outgoing, or and maybe an introvert's often used for someone more shy. Whether that's the correct definition or not, that's how people sometimes interpret the words. But in both those sort of definitions, I would say as an introvert, I'm quite happy sort of spending time on my own, in my own company, which is not to say that I don't enjoy spending time with other people, but I do kind of have to be in the right mood, really. And if I start to feel stressed or anxious or so on, then I prefer to be on my own, because it does take, I think for me to be in around other people socialising does take a bit of effort from me, I guess. And if I'm feeling tired or, say, sort of stressed, if I don't feel like then I have the energy to put in the required effort to be sociable. But when I am sociable, I do enjoy it. So I think that would make me introvert. And yeah, there are also times where I really feel like I need some space on my own. If I spend a lot of time with other people, say if I go on, if I went on a group holiday or something, then I do eventually start to crave a bit of time on my own, just to do my own thing, like read a book or something like that on my own. So I think that definitely makes me an introvert. And I'm also can be a bit shy, although whether shy is exactly the right word, I'm not sure, but I'm not great at starting conversations or keeping conversations going with people that I don't know very well. Once I do get to know people quite well, then I can usually talk away quite happily, but yeah, I struggle, I guess, to make small talk. If I don't know much about them, I struggle to think of questions to ask them. I'm also maybe not that great on giving a good reply to questions they ask me. But when I get to know people, and then it's only people I get to know that I really say, I'm a bit shy, and then I struggle to make conversation. And then they go, "What are you talking about? You're fine at it." But that's because I've managed to get to a certain stage with them. It's the people that I don't really get to that stage with that actually see that I'm not very good at it. In fact, probably most of the people that either my boyfriends I've had, or sort of female best friends, etc., have all been quite, not necessarily extroverts, but they're quite good at talking to people and keeping a conversation going. And quite a few of them are, yeah, I wouldn't say they're extroverts, but what I would say is that they often their way of tackling being shy was to talk a lot. Whereas yeah, I just really struggle to come up with things to say. So yeah, I often got on best with people who could always think of something to say, even if it was kind of random and slightly odd. If they could always keep the conversation going somehow, then I would be able to, if they, you know, if they, if pauses came along and they kept it going, I would be able to carry on as well. And therefore, you know, I get a bit further with really getting to know them, to the point where I can actually be more equal in the conversation and keep it going myself. So I have noticed, as I say, noticed that most of the people I form a close attachment to are much better talkers than me. But I suppose, on the other hand, that means when we spend a lot of time together, I then sort of crave a bit of time on my own after a while. So I'm not sure how well that really works. But yes, to sum up, I'm definitely an introvert.